get red, honey, by the old and rootless, we'll explain.
Also, Tyra Banks is twirling her way off the Dancing with the Stars floor for a sweet treat.
And Marlon Wayans says he got 99 problems and Jay-Z is one.
Welcome to Dish Nation.
Yay!
All right, Jesse, I heard you got a sweet, sweet dish over there.
I sure do. Let's get into this tasty dish about my girl, Candy. Ooh. And no, we're not talking about Tamar and Candy's future. Mm-hmm. We'll wait for our girl Tamar to be back for her to dish about all that. But Candy is also in the middle of another beef sandwich. Now, Candy might be cool with doing a reality show with SWV, but splitting a booking fee so the two groups can co-headline a tour together, that ain't happening. Miss Burris Tucker cleared up why she would never agree to splitting a booking fee with SWV, and it had people saying, oh, that's how you feel? Look at this.
I don't want to speak on exactly what their fee is, but at the time, our fee was 3 to 4 times what their fee is. So why would we agree to split our fee and split in half? Then that means we are lowering what we get just so that they can say they felt comfortable.
Now, Candy said she loves SWV, but even though they sold more records back in the 90s, it's about who's streaming more right now. Well, Coco from SWV clapped back with a screenshot that her and Lili and Taj were getting millions of more streams as of today. And now we're just sitting here waiting on my good sis Candy for her next response to end this. What do you guys think?
But, you know, here's the thing. And I know, like, you know, like, Candy's a very astute businesswoman, right?
Yeah, she
but
is.
At the end of the day, sometimes you just gotta like put the monetary stuff to the side, do something that just makes sense for everybody, and do it for the culture.
Yeah.
It seems like, you know, amongst us, we're always fighting about petty things, and the people who really lose are the people that support y'all.
If you go to an Escape show and a SWV show, I think Escape has more of a bigger show, a bigger production of a show.
Okay.
They have dancers. Yeah. Sometimes T.I. comes out. Like, it just depends. You know,
but he's friends with all of them, but even though one of them husband. Yeah.
First of all, I don't give a damn what y'all going through. I want to see a show with both of y'all.
They're going to do it.
With an F, not TH. Both of y'all. Okay, both of y'all. Both of them.
B-O-F-F-U-M.
Yeah, y'all better put them wigs, put your issues and your wigs aside and give us a show.
It's going to get worked out.
Yeah.
Good. Well, speaking of feuds, veteran soap opera actor Eric Braeden went from young and restless to young, old, and ruthless. The former co-star was going at Eva Longoria heavily, and here's the deal. Now, Eric, who has played Victor since 1980 on the show, got all upset over Eva Longoria revealing how she made ends meet while portraying the character Isabella Brana. Now, during the interview, Eva admitted that she was still making a lot of money as a headhunter and never let anybody know that she was an actress on the show because her clients didn't want a dumb actress handling their accounts. Well, Victor got wind of it, and he got his 81-year-old fingers to tweet, and he said, let me, you know, go dramatic for this.
Eva Longoria, you just made derogatory remarks about daytime actors. You simply weren't good enough to survive the pressures of this media. You were very lucky to get on that housewife show. Our actresses would run rings around you, and they did. Then you denigrate. It shows complete lack of class. And scene.
Wow.
You know what? Yeah. I'm sorry.
Great head crack.
Yeah, my aunt used to watch soaps. It used to take over the television because the VCR would automatically make it go to the Young and Restless. So I kind of know the vibe. Just a little bit.
Eric, it's nothing like getting dragged by an 80-year-old.
Word.
Because the vocabulary just be up there and their tone, too, the way they set up the words.
But
like,
not getting really dragged by 80-year-old. That was Victor Newman.
Oh, okay.
And that sounds just like what he would have said, honey. Yeah. I ain't mad. Yeah,
we need a Dish Nation soap opera is what we need.
Oh. Yeah, we should do one.
Yeah.
Who y'all think should die first?
Like, whoa, damn. Right to die? Jesus.
Well, I think the one who should die is the last one that came on.
Oh, thank goodness.
Shut up, Tanner! Way to have my back.
Erica came and left.
New blood.
But you know what? I'm gonna die, and I'm gonna die cute.
All right, big news, y'all. Tyra Banks is strutting off Dancing with the Stars stage. After 3 seasons as host, the supermodel mogul is saying goodbye to the production and been been replaced by Dancing with the Stars alum Julianne Hough. Now, according to Tyra, she has decided to fully concentrate on her global ice cream brand, Smize and Dream, she said. I think my heart and soul are in my business and in producing TV. And you can't do that while hosting a show. So you'll see me creating things and not just hosting. Yeah. Meanwhile, Julianne is excited and is honored to be part of the show. Remember, Julianne was one of the original pro dancers on the show for years and also judged twice.
You know, I'm happy for her. Like, she's going out there betting on herself. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, her brand is strong enough. And, like, shoot, man, why work for other people when you can work for yourself?
That's right.
Yeah, but she's putting a big old show like this for some ice cream, honey.
Why not?
I mean, it's going to melt.
But it's hers.
Everybody eats ice cream. When does ice cream
like
ever
don't
go
have
out
other
of
money.
Style?
Right.
Tyra's fine.
Like, when does ice cream ever go out of style?
Tyra's going to be just fine. There's a part of me that thinks that she might not have known the workload Dancing with the Stars is when she signed up. Because they do, like, 10 seasons a year. Each one of them seasons, like, what, 14 weeks?
It's a big commitment.
Like, it's a big commitment. You got to be there.
But y'all acting like y'all don't know. Y'all know we talked about it on this show, honey. The people didn't like Tyra Banks. That's why she quit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they didn't like her.
Well,
those are big shoes to fill. Yeah.
They are. Yeah.
All right, well, it seems like everybody's got a problem with somebody today.
Lord.
Marlon Wayans says he's got a bone to pick with Jay-Z because he's never been invited to the star-studded Roc Nation brunch. Listen to this.
Jay-Z, the brunch, crickets. And I'd be looking at that brunch like, how the hell did he get in there? Here we having all these worthless ass people in this damn brunch.
Amen.
How the hell?
But here's the thing. Marlon Wayans snaps on people. Do you think Jay-Z would would be here for like the ridicule and the Marlon Wayans jokes at the Roc Nation brunch?
I don't know, but you know, back to what he was saying, I was definitely one of those worthless people that were invited to the brunch one year.
Oh, really? Not
yeah, I was there in 2018. I was there. Mona Scott Young actually snuck me in.
Wait, really? Snuck you in?
Yes.
Hold up, I thought you said invited.
Well, I mean...
She left.
Did you sneak in? Did you sneak in to Jay-Z?
She had a plus one, and she snuck me in. So, I was there. So, I have a picture from the brunch with me, Amari Hardwick, Rotimi. It was really exciting. And Beyonce was right there with Normani. Like, it was great. It was great. It was amazing. Really? And that was the one time that they had it.
Did you lose your virginity there?
Probably at the edge.
Again, I said I have a picture with me, Rotimi, and Omari.
She turned into the Roc Nation hunch.
Right. All right, y'all, forget about Instagram. Tom Holland and Zendaya have gone official. Tom gave Zendaya his booty check.
Wait, what?
Literally. And she gave him the finger.
Oh, really?
Okay, let me explain.
Yeah, so, you're going to have to do something.
Yeah, I'm sorry. So Tom has been seen wearing pants with the letter Z stitched on the back pocket, and Zendaya's manicurist shared a video showing off the star's nails, as well as a ring with the initials TH engraved in cursive, y'all.
Man.
I mean, this is serious.
Y'all reading too much into this.
I've never had a man.
Tom Holland's pants is for Z Cavaricci, and the TH on her ring stand for Tommy Hilfiger, man.
I don't know. I just feel like this is really official to me. Like, I need a man to give me his booty, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you like booty?
Like, if my next man don't give me his booty, it's not official.
What are you trying to get? Are you
his
trying
booty.
To get... You're like, stitching a... What is she...
The stitch. The you, stitch, guys!
You're stitching?
You just made it sound like you about to turn somebody into a hand puppet.
I don't know, Jesse, if you belong on this show, man. Yo, you belong on Dish at the Dark, honey. Oh, my God. Up next, you guys, move over. Tom Holland check says he's got some letters done to his booty, too. Yeah. Ooh, details after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. All right, y'all. If you're a child of the VHS era like me, you remember the steamy pool makeout between Nev Campbell and Denise Richards and the 1998 classic Wild Things.
Iconic.
Who could... truly iconic. But Gary, listen up. Wow. There was supposed to be another hot same-sex scene between Matt Dillon and Kevin Bacon. Director John McNaughton said, in the original version of the scene, Matt walks into his bathroom to take a shower, and there's Kevin. They were supposed to look each other up and down, and then... wham, go at it.
Shut up.
However, the scene was never shot because one of the actors objected, but John didn't say which one. What y'all think about this?
So they was trying to make Brokeback Mountain before Brokeback Mountain was breaking mountains?
Oh, just a love scene. They just wanted a love scene between men.
Yeah, yeah, but funny that one rejected because you would feel like, okay, well, get the hell on. I'm going to get somebody else for the
move. That's true.
But I guess because they're so established, they felt like they could buck.
They were both established.
Yeah.
Like, someone tells me Kevin Bacon was the guy that was like, hell nah, fam. Like, you know, because Kevin Bacon like, been in movies, like, way longer
than
that.
Yo, I was in Footloose, okay?
Yeah.
So, like, one or two male actors today that y'all think would be cool sword fighting in the shower?
But they ain't got so much sword. If they just have a nice kissing love scene. Mm.
Just a nice, think, tenderly, like, maybe. Little face rub.
Who could I?
Like, two male
actors. Oh, wait, who could I?
I'm just, no, yeah. I mean, because they could do it with me.
Okay, sure. Cool, yes.
And probably anybody around this table, I don't know.
Okay. Okay.
I retired from acting just now. Okay, so Kevin and Matt didn't get too wild, but Shaquille O'Neal's wilding out in these streets, and he's doing it in bed.
Ooh.
A hospital bed, that is.
Oh.
So the other day, Shaq tweeted a pic of himself laid up in the hospital, and it got his fans a little worried. So he followed up on IG with a GIF. And, okay, how would you adequately describe this?
Oh. I would describe this, and I'll say y'all, they are big, throbbing buttocks.
Oh.
Whatever. Beautiful. Buttocks.
Thank you. And then Shaq went on to say,
to all the people who are concerned, I'm fine. I just had to get some BBL work done, a.k.a. hip replacement.
Is it harder to replace his hip than, like, a regular-sized person's hip because he's so big?
Yeah, you got to use elephant bones.
Yeah.
To replace that.
He was like, my God, right. You got to travel back in time and get, like, dinosaur
prehistoric
parts. Yeah.
They stopped making those parts.
Right. Well, y'all, Shaq's pick might have been a joke, but one rapper's been getting picks like that for real, and that's Blueface. So a few days ago, Blueface dropped a random tweet. Gary, tell us what he said.
My hands is bisexual. For anybody who feels that type of way, get with me.
Oh, that was so good, Gary. I didn't know your voice could get that deep. Okay.
Yeah.
So then, because the internet has no chill, guys started sending him explicit pics, which he called sexual harassment. He told the dudes not to DM him anymore, saying, Gary,
don't bring it over here, please.
Is he? Wait, Gary.
Why is that so funny?
Gary, that was so good. Yes, Gary. Yes.
Don't bring it over here, please, respectfully. It actually made him even tougher. You know what I'm saying? Like with the bass in the voice.
You know? Listen, Blueface, you left a lot of room for interpretation.
Yeah.
And some people clearly took an interpretation.
Yeah.
Invited you.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
This girl out here missing a tooth. It just people are thinking.
I mean, have any of y'all hands been bisexual?
Absolutely not.
No.
I guess not.
Really? I'm not got equal opportunity hands. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Equal opportunity hands.
Yeah.
EOC. I don't know what it means, so I can't.
Yeah.
Does it mean a woman or a man?
No. I mean, you know, you want to touch here or you want to touch
Why
there.
Why you got to do like that?
I mean,
how tall was that person?
I mean, my hand.
The way that Gary did that, let me know.
I'm
that.
Over it.
It's like he was turning on a light switch under the sink.
Oh, Lord. Up next, y'all, Oprah and Gail just took a trip together. But was Oprah tripping? Find out after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Yay. Okay, some people take trips to the Dead Sea for spiritual enlightenment and even for physical healing, as the mud and sand is said to have healing properties. Mm. Well, y'all besties Oprah and Gail took a trip there, and let's just say the two had very different Dead Sea experiences. Check this out.
We're in the Dead Sea, people. You have to do it. Matt, could you please get a shot of Oprah's Dead Sea experience?
What are you feeling?
Hi. How are you feeling, Oprah?
Matt, I decided to do it.
I have a facial at 2:30. I'm going to be moseying on back. I'm getting my purse wet.
Wow.
I was like, at first I thought they was like making Gail look like a seal. You know, that she could caught in the water.
Okay, but wait, hold off. Are y'all an Oprah or a Gail in this
I'm
scenario?
Definitely Oprah in this
I'm
scenario.
I'm a Gail.
I'm Gail. I'm Oprah. Oprah.
You're
I'm
Oprah.
Baby, listen, I'm going to get it. I'm going to get the stamp on my passport. That's it. Y'all not about to be mudding me.
Thank you, honey.
Put mud in my wig. No.
None. And I'm going to have my umbrella holder too, baby. Keep the sun out of my eyes.
I have to be big O on this.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I'm with all that Eastern world stuff that
it helps people live longer and, like, you know, defies age, man. Because it'd be the same stuff they be bottling up and be trying to sell you in a little mall kiosk. Mm. So why not get it from the source?
Y'all go ahead and get wrapped up in those dead sea fish skulls.
Yeah, I can't relate. I'm Haitian. We don't die.
Water.
Haitian people
It'd be
die.
Cute, baby, if a shark came
through. You don't go that far out.
Dead fish. Like, like sweater, jeans, sneakers, umbrella holder at the beach. Like,
you could be that's Oprah. She should wear with the
Yeah, you don't know what goes on at the beach.
Yeah, I had a cardigan sweater in that hole. And some leg warmers. Like, what? I'm protecting thyself from the sun.
That's right. That's the healing.
All right, moving on. After years of strife, former Real Housewife of Orange County star Bronwyn Wyndham Burke has officially filed for divorce from Sean Burke. Now, this is not too shocking, really, as the couple's already been split, and Bronwyn even came out as a lesbian in 2020. Oh. But the two have still remained legally married, possibly because they share 6 kids together. Ooh, but the straw that finally broke the camel's back was Sean emptying out the couple's joint bank account, leaving Bronwyn with absolutely $0. Now, Sean said he emptied out the account to pay bills, but this still left Bronwyn broke. So what do y'all guys think of this? Is he emptying out a joint account? Is that by itself grounds for a divorce?
Hell yeah, you can't do that. You gotta tell me. So if I got something in there, I can get something out too.
Exactly. But what if he's the only one putting anything in there?
We don't know.
It's joint.
But if you're using it to pay the bills, where y'all gonna live if the bills ain't paid?
Right. But you know, it's usually the woman emptying out the account before the man.
Right.
Yeah. But he did the queen bitch and he got her first.
Yeah, that was very
queen. Situations like that, you gotta damn communicate. Okay?
Yeah.
So I read this.
I don't care. That's why my mama always wants my 25.
Yeah. That's why my mama always taught me you have your joint account, but you also have
your own separate account.
So in the joint account, you just put enough for the bills. Like, she always taught me that. So, but still, like what you said, you have to communicate. You just can't empty
you
it
can't
out.
See that.
Well, I communicated. I paid the bills, girl. That's why we ain't got no money.
No.
Up next, did Kathy Hilton really mistake her own grandbaby for a puppy? We'll explain after the break. Oh, my God.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Kathy Hilton shared the story of how she found out her daughter Paris Hilton made her a grandmother. Mm. She told Extra during an interview that when Paris came over to give her Christmas gifts, Paris said she had one more surprise for Kathy. Then Paris returned with a blanket over her. Kathy thought she got her a new dog because she had just lost hers. Aw.
Right.
But when the blanket dropped, it was a baby. Kathy was in complete shock and said, "Who is this?" And that's how she learned Paris had a baby, y'all.
Isn't that kind of wild to keep from your own mom that you're having a kid that you already had a kid?
She didn't carry it.
Yeah.
What do you think she really wanted, that baby or that dog?
No.
She was ready for a dog. I don't think she was ready for a baby because it was like she didn't know, like her daughter obviously wasn't pregnant.
How do you think your dogs are going to react to it? Because those are your like your first furry kids.
And dogs get jealous at first.
They sure do.
No, my babies won't be jealous.
You sure?
Some do real good, you know?
Yeah,
oh
really?
My God, they're going to, oh my God, I'm going to have to keep these dogs away from the baby.
You bring the baby there, honey, and those dogs, you're not going to be able to show them attention. You're not going to be able to cook for them.
I will absolutely still do all the things. I'm every woman, bitch.
All right, It's all in you, honey.
Yes, anything you want
she
done,
can read
baby.
My thoughts right now, going from A to Z.
Hello.
All right, honey.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.